Thursday, October 20th, 2005. This is the Radio Zoom Podcast. Well, I know it's been about a month and since my last episode that I released. Not that I've been uberly busy, but I've had quite a change of pace in my life. Completely ramped up and changed dramatically as I'm now living in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is my home now, and well, I can't really say that I've been too busy because I've been kind of chasing down the whole work thing in terms of getting that all sorted and set up so that way I can actually start working here. And it's been quite the little bit of a rat race. Now, not that bad of a rat race, but it's been a race nonetheless, just in terms of getting myself established. But as soon as I get here, I can't do anything because legally they won't let me. That's the way it goes when you move to another country, but you know, over a period of time, things will get straightened out. I do have a job, the paperwork is in, it's just a matter of the government doing what they need to do to say that I need to work here. So, kick it off here with one song, and I wanted to do this in honor of Tim over at Radio Clash, who apparently loved my last episode. So this one's for you, and it kind of goes back to something I played a while back, and he's been a fan for a long time. Soulwax. This song's called The Salty Knowledge of Tears. And this is Radio Zoom. The album Much Against Everyone's Advice, that was Soulwax with the song The Salty Knowledge of Tears. Definitely a really great album, and as I said before, Tim over at Radio Clash, I played one of their songs a while back. I mean, we're talking a while back. Actually, come to think of it, I've been doing this for about a year now, and since about then is when Tim over at Radio Clash has been listening in, and it's really sad that I'm only up to episode 39. This is episode 39 rolling out right now. It's kind of sad, but you know, I hope you can kind of understand as to my job back in Iowa, how that made things kind of a little complicated, and now here I am living in Vancouver, British Columbia. But I digress. I want to tell you a little bit about Soulwax here. Soulwax.com is the website if you want to check out more about them. They do have another album out. I played a track off of the album before their latest one called Any Minute Now. And Any Minute Now is the one that they're touring on. However, there's been kind of side projects that the guys from Soulwax kind of do. In fact, for a while there, the Beastie Boys would only release, let certain people remix some of their stuff officially. And the guys at Soulwax, who kind of go on by different names, Radio Soulwax, or they'll perform as Radio Soulwax, they'll perform as Soulwax, or they'll perform as Too Many DJs. But it's really good stuff, and if you want to check that out, soulwax.com. They're touring right now, but mostly it seems that they're touring in the what would be their home of the UK, but also around Europe as well, I would assume. But soulwax.com. So I'm living in Vancouver, British Columbia now, and this has been about 2.5 weeks since I've been here, and the whole transition has been pretty okay so far, aside from the fact that I haven't been working since I got here. I had interview, and basically the job is there, it's just a matter of the paperwork to go through. So I am employed, but just not officially yet. Once that all gets settled and clarified and the stamps on the piece of paper that needs to be stamped, I'm in. And then I can start working full-time. But in the meantime, I'm basically sitting at my girlfriend's apartment here and trying to keep myself entertained and somewhat busy. It has been kind of nice. If you've ever been to Vancouver before, it's a beautiful, gorgeous city. And it's been really nice just being able to walk around town before having to be thrown into the melee of things and learning the city, which I was familiar with the city before, but just in a very basic sort of way. Now I'm getting to the point of learning bus schedules and bus routes, and then also I enjoy running around Stanley Park because live just down by or towards the end of Robson, down by the Stanley Park area. And so with my abundance of spare time, running around Stanley Park has been a lot of fun and just kind of exploring different things. And Rebecca's been really great at just helping me learn more about the city and also about the country. And that's something that you can't forget is that the currency is different. The laws are slightly different. And the government definitely operates a lot differently than the government that I was used to and raised in. So, a lot of things I'm getting used to, and it's fun. It's a really good time. In fact, coming up here tonight, it is almost 3:30 Pacific time here in Vancouver, and coming up here in about 4 hours. We got face-off, Canucks and Phoenix. Phoenix is in town with the Great One as their coach now. And I've always been a hockey fan for about 10 years now, as I just turned 27 not long ago, almost exactly a month ago. Let me see, check. Today's the 20th, so a month and 4 days. Well, 4 days from now, it'll be a month ago that I turned 27, and it was about 10 years ago that I became a hockey fan. So it's a lot of fun. Yet living in a hockey town is one thing, but living in Canada, that's a lot different. Play you another track. This is Spoon with the song "Don't Let It Get You Down" on the Radio Zoom podcast. Made it where the
house never been. Fixed up outside and broke within. She always said goodnight, knowing the wrong from right. But all the way the time, they show the things she never thought. Who left her down in the dumps? Whoa. All day and all of the night. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down.
Spoon with the song Don't Let It Get You Down. And, you know, I gotta say that I am still kind of crippled in my podcasting setup in terms of the technical side of how I used to do things. Still not back with my SM7 and still stuck with this crappy little headset that I'm using, so I gotta click on and click off the microphone on here. And then I also have to, the microphone is so sensitive that if I turn up the ear piece, the earphone, I guess it's like, you know, headphone, but it's only on one ear, you can actually hear it through the microphone, so you get this kind of reverberation effect. So not so much of a big fan of it. I don't like sounding like I'm in a tunnel or anything. So when I play the music, I kind of have to start it out really, really softly in my ear, and hopefully it's playing right. And then, you know, when I start talking, I have to fade down completely so I can actually monitor what I'm saying, but I can see the waves going into the screen and all that sorts of different things. So bear with me as I get things kind of rolling here, and that's kind of the reason why I haven't podcasted until now. But hopefully over the next period of a couple of weeks, I can get that smoothed out before work kicks in. Hopefully it's just a matter of days, not weeks, that I can actually start working, because it's driving me nuts. I can't do anything. Talk about Spoon really quickly, though. Spoontheband.com. You can check out more information about Spoon. And they are on quite a tour of the States, but they do have a couple of Canadian dates as well, which mean a lot more to me now than they ever really used to. But they're not coming anywhere near British Columbia. They're going to be in Toronto and Montreal. So But then also, just, you know, Memphis, Louisville, Kentucky, Urbana, Illinois, Detroit, Boston, Northampton, Massachusetts, New York, Brooklyn, Athens, Georgia. So check out the website if you dig the spoon, if you dig that track. Definitely check out more of their music because I know you're going to like it. It's good stuff. Some other interesting information to pass on to you in terms of, well, it's not dire information or anything that you're just dying to know, but I had strep throat shortly after I landed here. And that was another reason that just kind of threw everything completely out of whack, because as soon as I hit the ground, I had to interview with the company that's hiring me up here. And the day after that interview is when I just started getting this sore throat, and that was on a Thursday, and by Sunday, it was so bad that I couldn't swallow. So if you ever come to Canada, and, you know, great, yes, they have universal health care, but they have that kind of stuff mainly for Canadians. Because as an American, I had to throw down 100 Canadian, and just so I could see a doctor. And then that was just so that way I could have, you know, basically have him walk in the office, look at my throat, and he just had to look at it. He didn't have to do any the swab test where they stick that really long cotton swab into your throat and just kind of swab around in there, and you gag, and didn't have to do any of that. He just took one look, and he knew it was strep throat, and then he gave me a prescription. But he also gave me a lecture about being in Canada, and if I'm going to be here, what I need to do to have, you know, I should have healthcare coverage, because what happens if I get into an accident and all that stuff. I'm like, I know this. I know. I'm just in a transitional period. There's nothing I could do. But it's definitely very interesting, just in terms of, you know, getting used to things like that. But that wasn't really how I wanted to start out my time here. So now it's kind of a drag on Rebecca and getting things situated and sorted out. So, but ever since then, I've been able to I've gotten back on my feet. Just actually ended my medication for that yesterday, and we got a bottle of wine last night. So that felt good to be able to drink just some wine with dinner instead of having to watch other people drink while I sipped on a nice glass of water. You know, over the next period of a few episodes of podcasts, I'll definitely be sharing more of what it's like to be here as an Iowan, yet alone an American, but an Iowan in Canada, I guess. It's kind of be the theme as things kind of go on. And of course, you know, I could go on and on about the different ways that I pronounce things and the way that you know, the locals pronounce things. And I, for some reason in high school, I became just infatuated with the Canadian culture and watched a lot of different, you know, I watched a lot of Kids in the Hall and got into a lot of the Canadian music scene, Our Lady Peace, I'm Mother Earth, the Tea Party, which actually the Tea Party just broke up not long ago. But I've always walked around and kind of said the word a lot. And so I guess in that sense, I'm not really, I'm kind of used to it in a personal sense. But still, sometimes when I hear the accent of the northern accent, it's a little strange, and it's definitely, I know that I'm miles from home, but I don't know. A lot more things to come as I just discover more and more about myself, and then also the surroundings that are around me. So, cut into another track here, and this will lead me into some other information that I've often shared before about these guys, and, well, the next tidbit of information I have about them is not good stuff, but to kind of tease you, I'm going to just go ahead and play the song right now. And it's Troubled Hubble, and the song's called Mrs. Whiskerson. And this is the Radio Zoom Podcast.
Dear Mrs. Whiskerson, I'm in love with you. Red button monkeys are not. hairs tickle my face when we can. I need to live with you. Then we can travel to Timbuktu. Then we can go to the local zoo and open a fresh batch of
their album Broken Airplanes. That song is called Mrs. Whiskerson. Mrs. Whiskerson. I want to say Wickerson or something like that. But that was Troubled Hubble and my longtime friends. Originally from, you know, my days back in Iowa City at the College Radio Station. Troubled Hubble. They have called it quits. And I was getting kind of sad that one of my last weeks in Iowa City was going to be, they were going to be in town on a Wednesday, and I was going to be, my last day of work was going to be on that Thursday, and then I was going to be leaving town on Friday, and I was really conflicted as to if I should make time to go see their show or not. And then, sure enough, I checked their website just to kind of check on the dates, and, first off, I was checking Gabe's dates, and something, you know, they were missing, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and so I checked their website, and it says, "With a heavy heart, we have to announce that all tour dates have been canceled due primarily to health reasons. The only date not currently canceled is September 29th at Shuba's." Shuba's is a venue in New York. And then a few days later, they posted this on the 22nd of September. "For reasons both physical and personal, the band has decided to make next Thursday, September 29th, at Shuba's, the final Trouble Hubble show. It's been an amazing journey for all of us over the last 6 years, and we're so thankful to all of our friends and family for supporting us along the way, not to mention all the amazing friends and fans we've met all over the country. You have no idea how much we'll miss seeing you. As for the show, happily it's all ages. So, let's see. And so they posted towards the end. See, on the 30th of September, they said it was, you know, it was a sold-out show. And they said, stay tuned to TroubleTobble.com over the next few months. Work has begun on a retrospective DVD, and we'll also be sure to keep you up to date on what everybody is up to. The online store will remain open for the time being. So if you still want to check out some of their albums, some of their music, you can still do that, TroubleTobble.com, to get more information about them, to get more of their merchandise, while it's still available. I did on kind of a side note, I got a personal email from Josh just saying, you know, a little bit of, yeah, that he's sad that, it was taking, you know, place at the end of Troubled Hubble was finally here. And it was really sad to kind of see the news come down, but I guess, you know, that's the way that the industry works, I guess you could kind of say. Sometimes being an indie band is really cool. Other times it's just grueling and a lot of hard work. And I know for the past year that while they were touring, even my friend Don Dealey out in Pittsburgh, when he saw them come through town, it was pretty much an empty venue. So it doesn't matter if you're a good band or not. It's a matter of, you know, where your exposure is. And apparently out in his neck of the woods, there just wasn't enough exposure for him, even though it seemed that, you know, other things were looking up for him. Didn't help to have the problems going on out, for the label that they just signed to, Lookout, which used to be Green Day's original record label, but I guess there's some problems there, and there's not very many people working there in the first place, but I guess they laid off a bunch of their staff due to some legal concerns, and now it seems that there's some personal health problems with one of the band members, and as to who it is, I'm not entirely sure, and what the details of that, the problem is, I couldn't tell you, and I can't even begin to imagine. I don't know. Quite often people want to scream chemical dependency, but you know what? I know these guys fairly well, and I kind of doubt that that's a major part of the issue. So hopefully, let's hope that it's nothing too serious, life-threatening, life-ending, or however you want to say it. You wish the best to all of them. And hopefully whatever happens in the future for them remains positive. So I know I'll miss more Troubled Hubble shows and songs and albums in the future, but oh well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, eh? So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to play you one more Troubled Hubble song to kind of go out with. One that, well, kind of really summed up in terms of the atmosphere that you could get from a Troubled Hubble show, but as I said before, if you know, as things kind of progress here in terms of what's changing in my life and living in a new country, in a new city, a new climate, it rains here a lot. Stay tuned. I mean, I'll share more and more of that to the locals here. That's not going to be so much as being interesting. But and then Tim, also from Radio Clash, is, you know, keep updated on how the whole work process goes. I'll get into more details of that as things kind of progress. I'm still kind of learning as we go here, too. So the more I learn about it, the more I'll share, and that way I can educate you in terms of if you want to work in Canada, as an American at least, what that process is kind of like. Hopefully it's not too painful. I'll let you know in the next, you know, couple weeks. In the meantime, we'll leave you with this song right here. It's called Migraine. It's off their album Pinturbia. This is Radio Zoom. Check you later. Adios. Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.